Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Clips Audio on WTTSFM.com.
Well, hey, welcome back. You were here at Studio 92, I think.
June?
Yeah, it was like in the early part of the summer, late spring, a lot nicer than it is outside, but pretty nice day today. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. And I know a lot of the backstory, and I explained to these guys earlier today that I'd be asking them again about the backstory. I know that it's very organically, it was very organically done that you guys saying it was on YouTube, and all of a sudden everybody started watching it. I know what level they say something goes viral, but you were certainly in somewhere in that zone there. Now, but what I want to know is a little bit before that. Did you guys sing as little kids, or when did this start?
Yeah, well, we're sisters, and our mom is very musical, and so she is sitting right over there. And she encouraged us to play and love music, like, when we were younger, and then we took piano lessons and stuff like that, and we loved soundtracks to movies, and The Wizard of Oz was a big favorite when we were growing up. So I feel like this kind of made sense, that we would write music together and share it with people.
And now it's going really well. You've got national attention, and you're doing all kinds of really neat things, like with the symphony orchestra coming up later on this week. That's really cool. What's the biggest wow thing that's happened so far? You might each have a different opinion about this, but the biggest wow thing, the thing that really just kind of stunned you and amazed you.
Well, I actually would have to say the symphony, even though it hasn't happened yet. When we got the opportunity to do it, we were like blown away, so excited. And we have practice after this today, so we'll see how that goes.
The first show that I don't know about you, Lily, but my first concert was Ben Folds with the ISO. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool that we get to play there with them this week. It's like a dream come true.
That's a pretty big start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys, weren't you involved with the Ghost Brothers of Darklyn County, too, with John Mellencamp?
Yeah.
And did you get a chance to actually meet John? Or
In the studio when we went in, I think it was
two Septembers ago.
He was right there, and he taught us the part that we were going to sing and helped us to come up with a harmony. It was really cool.
What was he like as a teacher? I think that's very interesting. Was he kind and fatherly and all of that, or...?
I feel like he has this reputation as like a really gruff guy, but he was nice to us. I think it's because we're like young girls. He didn't want to freak us out.
He was kind of gruff, but yeah, it was fun.
It was really fun.
He has a mellow side. I think he's mellowed a little bit over the years. But what after the symphony show? You know, I know we're getting toward the festival season now, where things are being announced. Do you have any interesting shows coming up? Like. Any possible festivals that you're going to be doing this year?
Well, we have two shows at Do 317 on the 31st and the 1st of February. And
we're looking forward to those because that was the first venue that we ever played.
Oh, yeah. That's a neat venue.
And then we're going to the UK in like early February. We're not sure exactly what day yet. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And really, we're just going to play all over the U.S.
I imagine a lot of that's still unfolding. Maybe a little hard to predict the future much beyond a few weeks or months at this point. So, well, we just wish you the best. You're just fantastic. The harmonizing is just wonderful.
Thank you.
Would you please welcome back to our Sun King Studio 92 stage, Lillian Madeline.